Hello, family and friends. I'm honored here to have with me Pam Perez from Bedford, Indiana, and also from Life Missions Ministries, Word of Life Victory Center. I love y'all's name because it takes a while to get it all out, you know. It's a long church name, but I know Pastor explained that there's a story behind all that. And so, well, Father, we come today. We're hungry. Thank you for speaking through Pam today. We're ready to receive, Father. Thank you for lives being changed out there that hear this testimony, Father. And it helps them either come to Jesus or come closer to Jesus. So we're ready to receive. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, Pam, I'm going to kick it over to you for your testimony.
All righty. Well, when I was younger, there were eight of us kids. And, I mean, that's a lot for a mother. So every Sunday, we faithfully had to go to church. School, the big bus would come by, pick us all up.
Okay.
And then I was in a Baptist church then where they really never talked about spirit, but... Okay. My aunt would go to these revivals, and I was wondering, what did they got? You know, that hunger was there, but not knowing why are they raising their hands
right.
and all.
Right.
So when I graduated school, I kind of got away from the church. I mean, I would go, and I'm a good Christian about praying and all in mm-hmm. that realm mm-hmm. and praying for others. But then in my 40s, I was married then, and... we had a direct hit of lightning on a house we had there. And the church that we were going to with our children, nobody came around to say, you know, we lost everything in the house. It hit so hard. But no one came around to say, can we fix you a meal? Can we help you in any way? And it kind of hurt me because I've always been raised that you help the ones that are hurting.
Yeah.
So I started looking for a church. So what it came down to was... I went with a friend of mine that said, come and listen and see what you think. So I went, and I went to the bathroom when I went to that church because I had enough of the church world. You know, nobody was really for anybody. I never got that in a church. Mm-hmm. So I went to the bathroom, and I said a little prayer. It's a one-stop bathroom. Nobody could hear me. And I said, Lord, this is the last straw. If I don't find you here, I'm not going anywhere else. I had enough.
Wow.
So anyway, at the end of the service, there was a lady in there, and I don't mean this bad, but she was so mean, you know. And I said, Lord, if she's the minister, I'm not coming back. Mm. But another person got up and preached. It was a lady. It was Prophetess Marlene Rice. And she looked at me, and she started laughing at me. And I looked around. I said, what's her problem, you know? And she said, honey, I don't mean to laugh, but she said, I see you like the old red and white soda straws, and I see your eyes on there, and I hear you saying, this is the last straw. If I don't find you here, I'm not going anywhere else. And said, God said, this is where you're to serve. Well, she told me later that God said many are called and few are chosen. It said he chose me to do what I was doing, which, you know, that's so humbling because mm-hmm. I adored this lady, and she was a great minister. Her husband was also with the ministry too, and just beautiful people. And I worked with him for 30 years.
Wow.
As of 3 years ago, we were in an accident, and... 8 months later, I stayed with her. 8 months later, because it was during the time of COVID that Marlene, they would not let her go to see doctors. They would not take hardly any tests. They didn't want her in there with the COVID. So I watched her die over 8 month period of time. Loved her beyond words. But I watched her die. And then my heart was so broken when the Lord took her. But I seen her. On the night that, you know, I was with her, I lived there with her for the last 12 years of her. When her husband passed away, I had lived with her on one set of the housing. So anyway, the night that she died, she put her hands up, straight up in the air, and I said, what's going on, Marlene? Because she lost like 80 pounds, like in no time. And I said, well, what's going on? And she said, Jesus is over there. And then I seen her hands just drop. And right then she passed. Jesus came after her. And I thought, that's so wonderful. But then I'm left. I've worked here for 30 years. We had a big art gallery. And that art gallery had one of the replicas of the Shroud of Turnitin in it. And this building was huge. And we had already decorated it all with beautiful burgundy, white, and gold. because these are the colors that God told her to decorate with the sanctuary. Mm-hmm. And then in the back of that building was the artifacts, which she had the shroud. She had the life-size piñata. She got that out of a fortune teller's window up in Chicago. She cried and begged them for it, and it was a fortune teller was her drawing card. So people mm-hmm. would come in just to see the artifact.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. But then she passed, and I grieved. I'm just now to the point where now I can sit in a church. I tried to go, but I would just sit in the back and the silent tears, because her praise was, she was on a big B Hammond organ, and she could make that talk. Mm-hmm. And then she would hear the angels and them singing, and she would play what she heard with her eyes closed all over that big wow. organ. But the worship was beyond words.
Wow.
And see, I was looking for that when she passed away, and then missing her because she was my tight best friend.
Yeah.
But then God turned around. I came to Stonegate like she did, because before Marlene passed away, she talked about this lady with dark hair, and she had lipstick on, and she said, "You'll know her, but that's where Jesus is going to put you." So I found that, and I went there, but I still was grieving,
right.
you know, privately within myself. And then I saw Nancy and fell in love with her. She just, it's like God was sending me to help Nancy. So anyway, after about a year, after being in Stonegate off and on, I didn't go much. I would just grieve too much to be there.
Yeah.
But then I finally got a hold of Nancy, and then I started coming back to church, back to the Wednesday night prayer meetings here, and then today is the first day that I came on a Sunday service, because God's got me back in the Word, which I never forsook the Word, but I would watch TV programs to get my, you know, keep my Christianity in check.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and then God gave me Nancy, and wow. we are tight with the Lord, aren't we?
Well, your first Sunday here.
Yes.
So make sure you come back next week, because I'm sure the preacher will be a lot better next week than this week.
He was good. Don't include you.
No, I've been blessed to minister here today, and then tonight's service, and just love your pastors here. They were on my podcast a couple months ago.
They're beautiful
and
people.
Just they have such a good heart for people. And, of course, that's part of being a pastor, is that mm-hmm. love for the sheep, you know. And and everybody needs a pastor. It's hard to be in this world without having a pastor. And the people, that part of that pastor comes with a sheepfold, like your friends here. Yeah. And because we can all encourage each other. Because not everybody that I know operates 100% of the time, and everything's going perfectly every minute of the day.
Yeah.
And so we all need that encouragement. And, you know, as you were talking, Nancy, about your friend raising her hands, God hooked me up with an evangelist that made it into his early 90s. And he was like another father to me. And I learned so much about ministering with him. And I was there in his last hours. And I still remember him. He was so weak, but yet he was raising his hands to praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Hallelujah.
And how much is it for us to ask us in church for us to raise our hands? You know, we've got our strength still, you know, and so your story there inspires me, because that's the way it was with my friend. Yeah. And if we really love the Lord, you know, it's a sad day for all of us that are still here that miss our friends and family, but it's a great day for that person that's going to be on streets of gold.
Amen.
Praise God.
I envy her. Yeah.
What do you think your friend would tell you now from heaven if she were
to get back in church, girl, and stay in church? But I've never forsaken it. I still always listen to, like, Robert Morris or, mm-hmm. you know, Brother Copeland. I've always listened to ministers. I never forsook the church. I just did not do that where he was telling me to get in and mingle with people like we're supposed to.
Right, yeah. Well, Pam, we're out of time for today. We're going to come back for one more day. If you would pray for our listeners, please.
Lord, I come before you this day, and thank you, Father, for this day. I ask, Jesus, that you put your blood. I plead the blood of Jesus over every listener and over every life in this, and those that know him and don't know him. But I ask that you draw them, Father, by your Spirit, and bring them into the fold, because we need to save more, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for the things you've done for me. And I give you glory and praise for these things. Amen.
Amen. Well, Pam, looking forward to tomorrow. And folks, you can contact Pam through their church Facebook page at Life Missions Ministries. Again, Facebook at Life Missions Ministries in the Bedford area. And folks, we sure do love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he is coming back soon.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.